Hilchos Yisrei Atedah, Perek Yud, Chapter 10. Aleph, Kol Navi Shiyami Lanu V'Yimer, Shashem Shlochi, Eri Tzorek Lassis Eis Ke'echad Ma'isis Misha Abeinu, Ke'isis Eliyo V'Elishis Yish Ba'im Shini Minogu Yishal Elam. Any Navi who stands up and tells us that Hashem has sent him does not have to prove himself by making wonders and miracles like Misha did and Eliyo, or Elisha did, which they altered the natural order. The sign of the truth of his prophecy will be the fulfillment of his prediction of future events. How shall we recognize that a prophecy was not spoken by Hashem? Now, if a person whose progress is in the service of Hashem makes him worthy of prophecy and claims to be a Navi, if he does not have the Kavanah to diminish or add in Torah, but to serve Hashem through the mitzvahs of the Torah, we don't tell him, split the sea or make Tchias and Mesim, and then we will believe you. Instead, we tell him, if you are a Navi, tell us what will happen in the future. He makes a statement, and we want to see if it's true. If he's going to see something which is off, even something minute, then we know he's lying. If the entire prophecy materializes, we consider him a true Navi. We test him many times. Even so, all of his statements are true. He's considered a Navi Amos. All of Israel, from Dan to Be'er Sheva, knew that Shmuel had been proven to be a Navi Hashem. Rambam asks, behold, the people who do Kishuv and sorcery, they also predict the future. What difference is between them and a prophet? When it comes to these people that with kishuv or sorcery, some of the things materialize, some of the things don't materialize. Like it says, let the stargazers, the astrologers, and the diviners of what will happen in the months come and save you from what will come upon you. From what rather than from all that? As it says, he frustrates the omens of impostors and drives diviners mad. But a Navi, all his words are true. As it says, Hashem will not fall to the ground. The prophet who has a dream may relate my dream, but he who receives my word shall speak words of truth. What is a chaff of the grain, declares Hashem. Claimer means to say, which means that the words of the sorcerers and dreamers are like a chaff that has been mixed with some grain. With the word of Hashem, well, the word of Hashem was like a grain without any chaff at all. whatever is there, cause of his tear, Ramna Shahis and the Vulnum Shamidin, Maine, Makis, and Umnas and Lahas, Lanavi, a deal like Hendi Ramas, Vaina, Tanshik, and Maine, Makis, Kiswish Limberly, Matsu, Hamavra, Bene, Bidi, Beish, Kagame, Mayo, and Vemer, on Omar Navi, Mikir Bukha Machecho. Omar Shinavi, Amy Lono, Eli Diacho, the Diana, the Vulnum Slim, the East, Bam, Maseva, Vero, the Homo. Shall I keep it? A few Chechiachim in Delhi. Kishol shall do a bit of all the love of the game. It's a little advonum who shimmer novi, like she asked a das and has a yes of Mitzvah. Saying this, the Tata promises that a novi will relate the truth about those matters for which the soothsayers give false predictions to the Goyim, so that the Yid will not need a sorcerer or diviner alike. As it states amongst you, there shall not be found anyone who passes the sun through fire. These nations, listen to diviners and sorcerers. Hashem has not given you this law. Hashem will set up a prophet for your midst. We see from this that a Navi will arise, and the sole purpose of telling us the future events which will transpire in the world, whether there will be a plenty of famine, war, or peace, and the like. Either will inform... He will inform a particular individual regarding his needs. So, like, for example, Shaul lost an object. He went to the Navi to discover where it was. There are the type of things that a Navi will say. You will not come to found the new faith or add or withdraw mitzvah. Dalit, divra pranish anavi imra kadesh imra plini yomis ishana plini sudava muhammad kitsa vadar melo imla yomdu dvarav imbazak kashal nuvasa. For Navi, of retribution, which are another, he says, let's say so-and-so will die, or that year will be a year of famine. So if his words are not true, this does not nullify the validity of his prophecy. We don't say he spoke and his words are not fulfilled. Maybe Hashem was slow to anger, abundant in kindness, start forgiving the evil. Like in the case of Nineveh. She told him, Kichizkia. Or that retribution be held, as in the case of Chizkia, for a later time. But when it comes to something good, it doesn't materialize. So then we know what he said is he's not a Navi Amos. It's called Dvar Teva Shigzar Kela Filo Tanai Nechiz. Hashem always, doesn't matter if it's a condition, always fulfills his Teif. The only time Hashem retracted his word is in the time of Korban Rishon. Hashem promised in the beginning that the tzaddik will not die of the Rishayim, and then he retracted his word. This is stated in the Shabbos clearly. So how do you check the Navi? This is when it comes to things that he says good. So she Yom Yo Umar Bachubus Akanani Ben Azur Shay Yemi Mistam Dura Wakanani Lateo. This is what Yirmiyah meant by his reply to Hanani Ben Azur when he was prophesizing Doom and Hanani was prophesizing a glorious future. Tell Hanani Elayandu Dvarai Emazarai Shani Navi Shekhar Layandu Dvarech. Oh, really, my thing, if it doesn't come true, it's not proven that I'm an Avishakar, but your thing, if you don't, the good, then you're going to be an Avishakar. And like it says, as it says here now, this word, as for the prophet who prophesies for help, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, it will be known that Hashem has truly sent a strophe to it.
Hey, Navi Shehayed Lay Navi Acher Shu Navi Aru Becheskas Navi of Ainz Ashen Tzarech Hakira. When a Navi proclaims that another individual is also a prophet, we accept the latter as a prophet without requiring any further investigation. Again, when a Navi proclaims another individual is also a prophet, we accept the latter as a prophet without requiring any investigation. So after Mesha proclaimed that Yeshua was a prophet, all the Eden believed him before he performed any wonders. Chelididus, and the same is true for all generations. Once the prophet has made known this prophecy and his words have proven true time after time, or another prophet has proclaimed him a prophet, if he continues to the path of prophecies, it's forbidden to doubt him or to question the truth of his prophecy. Establishing the authenticity of a prophet, it's forbidden to test him more than necessary. He may not continue to test him forever, as it says, do not test Hashem as you tested him in Masa. Hashem in our midst, rather, once an individual is established as a Navi, we should believe in him and know that Hashem is in our midst. We should not doubt or question him. As implied by, they shall know that a prophet was in their midst. Rich Rachamun the Simon, blessed to grant assistance on Yisei the Atera. Hilchis Deis, this introduction of Hilchis Deis, is Bechlal and Achas as Shemitzis, Chamish Mitzis Asiv, Shish Mitzis Lesis of Zero Protein. They contain 11 mitzvahs, 5 positive commandments, and 6 negative commandments, and these are the mitzvahs. The dumbest pedrochov to emulate as always, the dubbed begated to cling to those who know him. Laivis to aim to love one's fellow Jew. Laivis again to love converts. Shalusta achim not to hate one's Jewish brethren. Laichiach to rebuke, to the hava and upon them, not to embarrass. Shalanis umlulim not to oppress the unfortunate. Shalahalich rocha not to gossip. Shalalinkim not to take vengeance. Shalalinkim not to bear a grudge. Abir Kolam Mitzvahs Eilu B'Frog Meilu. The explanation of these mitzvahs is found in this parak. Aleph. Deis har b'yish l'chol echad v'echem b'nei adam v'zem m'shul m'zur r'cheikim n'mer b'yeser. Each and every person possesses many character traits. Each trait is different and distant from the other. Yish adam shu bal cheime k'yis tamit. Every type of person is very wrathful. He's always angry. Yish adam shu datim yishav asulam v'enei k'yis klal. Even the other type of person was very, very calm. Doesn't get angry very fast. Even when he gets slightly angry, perhaps once during a period of several years. Person is very, he's a prideful man. Then you have somebody who's exceptionally humble. So a man who was ruled by his appetite, and will never be satisfied from pursuing his desires. Yeshu bal leif tar ma'ev v'lisav afu t'lidvar ma'at shagu tzor lehem. And you have people that are very pure in heart. There's not desire even the little that the body needs. Yeshu bal nefesh d'chavish le'tizban afshu v'kol ma'am ne'ilam. You have people that doesn't matter how much money they have, they're never satiated. This is like famous saying, the pasuk says, a lover of money never has a fill of money. Then you have people who are satisfied with even the little, which is not enough for his needs. He's not bothered to pursue and attain what he lacks. And he has somebody who's a miser, torments himself with hunger, and gathering his possessions close to himself. Some people splurge all the money they have. All of the traits follow the same pattern. For example, the overly elated and depressed, the stingy, the free-handed, the cruel, the soft-hearted, the coward, the rash, and the like. Between each trait and the trait, at the other extreme, there are intermediate points. each distant from the other. With regards to all the traits, man is assumed from the beginning of his conception, and according to this bodily nature, and some are appropriate to a person's nature and will therefore be acquired more easily than other traits. Some traits he does not have from birth. Some he learned, it wasn't born with it. This may have come as a result of his own thoughts, because he heard that it was a proper trait for him which he ought to attain. He accustomed himself until it became a part of himself. The two extremes of each trait, which are at a distance from one another, do not reflect a proper path. It's not fitting that a man should behave in accordance with these extremes or teach them himself. He finds that his nature leans. The two extremes of each trait, which are at distance from another, do not reflect a proper path. It's not fitting for a man should behave in accordance with these extremes. If he finds that his nature leans towards one of the extremes, or adapts easily to it, if he has learned one of the extremes and acts accordingly, he should bring himself to what is proper and walk in the path of the good men. This is Derech HaYashar. Street path is involved discovering the midpoint temperaments of each and every trait that a man possesses with his personality. The first of the trait, which is middle from either of the extremes without being close to either or. Therefore, the Chachamim said, instructed a man to evaluate his traits, calculate them, and to direct them along with the middle path so that he will be sound of the body. Should not be wrathful, easily angered, or be like the dead without feeling. Rather, he should adopt an intermediate course. Should only lost things that he needs. Tzaddik eats to satiate his soul. Person should work for what he needs. Not to be too much of a kamtzen. Not to spread your mind. Give as much as stuck as you can. You should not be overly elated and laugh excessively, nor be sad and depressed in the spirit. Rather, you should be quiet, happy at all times with a friendly countenance. Every man is treated. Is the middle path and equally balanced is called the wise man. Hey. מישהו מדק תקל עצמי בייסר, וישרח את מידי הבן ישמעת לצד זה, לצד זה, נקר חוסץ. Person who carefully examines his behavior and therefore deviates slightly from the mean to either side is called a tzaddik, a chosid, pious. Ketzer ha-song. Mishizrafin migev aliv adakot sa'achar v'yashval ruach b'yesin nikr chosid v'zuyim yesk says. One who shoves pride and turns to the other extremes and carries himself lowly is called a pious. This is the quality of piety. However, v'dim yizrafin adem tzay he separates himself from pride only to the extent that he reaches the mean and displays humility. He is called the wise. This is the quality of a wise. Well, there's a shard there. So, Chassin would say to him, Mapin deis shalem adech, I'm saying there are steak tzavis. The pious of the early generations would bend their temperaments from the intermediate path towards either of the two extremes. Now, the pious of the early generations, like we said, would bend their temperament from the intermediate path towards either of the two extremes. For some traits, they would veer towards the final extreme, for others, towards the first extreme. This is referred to as the Fnimishar Sadin, beyond the measure of the law. We are commanded to walk in these intermediate paths, and they are good as strength, as it says, he shall walk in his ways. Love. Kach lamdu befirish mitzizu. This is Chacham taught the following explanation of this mitzah. Mahu nikra chalan afa ata yichalan. Mahu nikra achum. Avata Yiracha, Mahu Nikra Kodesh, Avata Yikodesh, Odeza Kuran Nevin, the Kel, the Holies and the Kinim, and a Kabayim Rachas of Yeshua Tom and Gibra Chas Kates of Idia, Shindrachum Tim, Yishan of Chai, Badal Mahak Asher, Mahan Adam List, Fikechi. Just as it's called gracious, you shall be gracious. Just as he's called merciful, you shall be merciful. And just as he's called holy, you shall be holy. A similar manner, the Nevim called Hashem by other titles, like he's slow to anger, abundant in kindness, etc. So they did this all to inform us that these are good and just paths. Person is obligated to accustom himself to these paths and to try to resemble him to the extent of his ability. How can one train himself to follow these temperaments to the extent that they become permanent fixtures of his personality? He should perform, repeat, and perform a third time the acts which confirm to the standard of the middle road temperaments. Should do this constantly until these acts are easy for him to do the present any difficulty. These temperaments will become a fixed part of the of his personality. This is called the Derech Hashem. He should live in the Avraham Avinu, Shneimer Ki Daita L'Mahar Shir Tzatla. Gemer Vahidah B'Derech Zim Mevi Teva B'Rech L'Asma Shneimer L'Man Hovi Hashem Al Avram Shadi B'Erlov. Now, this is what Avram did, as it says, for I have known him so that he will command his descendants to keep the path of Hashem. When he follows his path, he brings benefit and blessing to himself. As it says, so that Hashem will bring him for Avram all that he promised. Hilchos Deis, Perek Beis, Chapter 2. Chilei Aguf Teimim Hamar Masig Masig Mar. To those who are physically sick, the bitter tastes sweet, and the sweet tastes bitter. Yesh Min Achilim Min Mishim Esavah V'Toyim V'Machol Hashin Eruim L'Achilei Kigin Ha'ofer V'Epocha V'Sina V'Machol Yisatevim Kina Pas V'Abasol Kudu Fidu V'Chilei. And some who are sick even desire and crave something which is not fit to eat, for example, let's say earth or charcoal. They hate healthy foods like bread and meat, all depending on how serious the sickness is. Those who are morally ill desire and love bad traits, hate the good path, and are lazy to follow. Depending on how sick they are, they find it exceedingly burdensome. Chishayim, Rabbi Nisham, Adalu, Ahir, Ahimim, Lorat, Tiv, Lativ, Da, Sum, Chishah, Ha'ir, Ha'ir, the Chishah, Shamim, and the Masik, Masik, Lamar. Valeyam, Nemar, Ism, Rekhas, Yisha, Lechas, Mutachi, Chishah. The Rabbi says, woe to those who call the bad good and the good bad, who take darkness to be light and light to be darkness, who take bitter to be sweet and sweet to be bitter, concerning them, says those who leave the upright path to walk in the ways of darkness. The Rambam says, why takana sichil in the fashis? What's takana? Yuchel yitzach hachom shen yirif in the fashis. Yirapu chayim adeish landin eisim ha-chez. You should go to the doctors to heal you. Now, those who recognize the bad traits and don't go to the wise to heal them, the Shema says, fools scorned wisdom and correction. How are they to be healed? A person who's a wrathful person, he has to train himself to feel no reaction, even if he's beaten and cursed. They should follow this course of behavior for some time until the anger is uprooted from his heart. So we said somebody has anger, what should he do? Somebody, let's say, is full of pride. He should cause himself to experience much disgrace. He should sit to the lowest of places, dressed in like these rags, which shame the wearer, until the arrogance is uprooted from the heart, and he returns to the middle path, which is the proper path. When he returns to the middle path, he should walk in it the rest of his life. One should take a similar course with each of the other traits. A person who's swayed in the direction of one of the extremes should move in the direction of the opposite extreme and accustom himself to that for a long time until he has returned to the proper path, which is the midpoint of each and every temperament. There are temperaments with regard to which a man is forbidden to follow the middle path, that he should move away from one extreme to adopt the other. Amongst these is arrogance. If a man is only humble, he is not following the path, rather he must hold himself lowly and his spirit very unassuming. This is what it says about Meshi, was unamay, but I remember unavailable, if you have to be humble, he should be very, very humble. Anybody who is arrogant, he's denying Hashem. Somebody who is hardy, he forgets Hashem. It says, whoever is arrogant should be placed under a ban of ostracism. Anger is also an exceptionally bad quality. It's fitting and proper that one move away from it and adopt the opposite extreme. A person should could train himself not to get angry even at things that he should get angry at. His job is that he wants to instill a dread or a fear on his family or community, so they should do tshuva. So he should look. That's okay. Chazal tell us somebody who gets angry, it's like he served of his armish kol akiyus. So if chacham was mistak kalat minav yinavi and was mistak as minav, person is very smart. If he gets angry, his chacham will leave and enavi is nevius will leave. But like kasinif. Chayim Chayim, somebody who's angry, it's their life. If you go to Vodisrach, what a castle she had, I got to wish they had, you should feel the world on my chisel. That's why a person has to conduct himself. He doesn't get angry. And the tzaddik, this is how he acts. They don't get offended. They don't get ashamed. This is what the pasuk says. Those who love him are like the sun when it comes out in strength. One should always cultivate silence and refrain from speaking except with regards to matters of knowledge or things that are necessary for his physical welfare. It said that Rav, the student of Rebbe, never uttered an idle word in all his days. Which is the conversation that most people consist of. Even when it comes to bodily things, you should not speak too much. But when you speak too much, maybe it brings it to sin. Since the best thing is to keep quiet. This is speaking about Torah manners. A person should be brief but rich in content. That's what it says in the Gemara. A person should teach the Talmud to the point. It's a lot, but the small concept, it's foolishness. The dream comes with a multitude of subjects, the voice of the fool, multitudes of words. Silence is a safeguard for wisdom. One should not hasten to answer nor speak late. Teach the students to be calm and without shouting. The words of the wise are heeded in tranquility. Well, a person is forbidden to act in a smooth-tongued, alluring manner. Should not speak one thing outwardly and think in the heart. Rather, his inner and outer should be the same. Cannot go ahead and start playing with people's minds, etc. Even for a guy. Kate said, how so? The immigrant of the Rechim said, I'm going to sell the Rechim and say, well, it's Shechten. And if we're made from honey or slaughter animals, don't press somebody to eat by you, and you know he doesn't want. Don't give him criticism if you know he's not going to take it. Should open casks supposedly for his friend, which he must open for sin, in order to deceive him to think that he opened it for his honor. Prevent our honor a single word of deception or fraud, which should only have truthful speech, a proper spirit, and a heart pure from all the seed that is trickery. Zion, lay Adam, Baschik, Oma, Salis, Ole Otsu, in El Sameh. One should neither be constantly laughing at a jester nor sad at the breast. Hachalo Chacham, Schein, Kalzadish, Mangilmas, Adam, Laero. This is what the Chacham say, jesting and lightheadedness, accustomed one to loneliness. They also directed that a man should not laugh without control, nor be sad or mournful, or receive everyone in a friendly manner. Should not be greedy, rushing for wealth and possession, nor lazy and idle in his work. Allah. And the Balayin Teva might basically said, you should not be so envious and learn a lot and be involved in Teva. But it's a match for the Kedekis Machlev. If the Leibal Tata Leibal Kina, not to be a Machlekis, just for Leibal Taiva, Leibal Taiva, Leibal Taiva, not to be such a Taiva, they can go after COVID. Kachom Rachom, Kina Bataiva, Kovin, Sinis, Aldo, and Elim. So the Chacham is saying, if you're covet, jealousy, lust, and honor remove a person from this world, clearly shall never a person should always go in the middle path, which it says make even the turning of your foot and make all your ways from you.